This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Storms that dropped possibly dozens of tornadoes killed at least 21 people in small towns and big cities across the U.S. South and Midwest. They tore a path through the Arkansas Capitol and collapsed the roof of a packed concert venue in Illinois. In an AP interview, National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center forecaster Jared Geyer says the storms can become dangerous quickly, giving emergency managers little time to sound the warning.
The fast-moving nature of the storms does make it a challenge to get the word out promptly and for time and have time for people to react. To those warnings.
The dead included 7 in one Tennessee county, 4 in the small town of Wynn, Arkansas, 4 in Illinois, and 3 in nearby Sullivan, Indiana. Other deaths were reported in Alabama and Mississippi, along with one near Little Rock, Arkansas. The British Defense Ministry said Saturday in its daily intelligence update on Ukraine that the Russian chief of the general staff, Valery Gerasimov, has failed to stage a general winter offensive in Ukraine with the aim of extending Russian control of the whole of the Donbas region. Gerasimov took command of what Russia calls a special military operation in Ukraine, the report said, but 80 days on, it continued, it is increasingly apparent that this project has failed. The ministry says Russia has only made marginal gains at the cost of tens of thousands of casualties. A self-styled far-right propagandist is facing up to 10 years in prison after a Brooklyn federal jury convicted him of 9 of charges alleging that he conspired to deprive individuals of their right to vote in the 2016 presidential election. The jury returned its verdict Friday against Douglas Mackey after a one-week trial. VOA News. Pope Francis has been discharged from the Rome hospital where he was treated for bronchitis. The 86-year-old Pope was hospitalized Wednesday and received antibiotics intravenously. Asked how he felt on Saturday, Francis quipped to reporters, "Still alive." Vice President Kamala Harris has been using her time in Africa to focus on how best to secure food supplies in an age of global warming. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Arriving in Zambia's Chibombo district, the vice president was greeted by staff and founders of a farm that is using new techniques and technology to boost its vegetable crop. As she toured the farm, inspecting peppers and rows of vegetables, Harris commended its founder, Bruno Mwimba, for his fresh approach to farming.
This trip, you are correct, Bruno, has been about highlighting innovation, highlighting the ingenuity that exists on this continent.
Unlike in the United States, where the focus is on cutting carbon emissions, the conversation in Africa is about how to expand access to food in a changing climate. I'm Karen Chamas.
In the wake of its latest mass shooting in the United States, this one at Nashville, at a Nashville grade school in the southern U.S. state of Tennessee, there are renewed calls in Washington for gun control, but no signs of anything changing yet. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
9 months ago, President Biden signed a sweeping bipartisan gun law. It was a compromise that stopped short of banning assault weapons, but it required stepped-up background checks that have blocked more than 100 gun purchases so far. But the president and New York Congressman Jamal Bowman this week are calling for more from Republicans after the Covenant School massacre in Nashville.
Don't let them talk about TikTok. Don't let them talk about nonsense. Talk about the lives of children. American children are being killed.
Congress appears deadlocked on further action. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy Thursday focused on the shooter's mental health.
We got to deal with mental illness. We've got to see what's driving individuals to think you would go to innocent children.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Sudan's military leaders and pro-democracy forces have said they will delay the signing of an agreement to usher in a civilian government. The postponement of the signing comes as key security reform negotiations between the Sudanese army and the country's powerful paramilitary forces appear to have reached a deadlock. And tens of thousands of Israelis protested a controversial plan to revamp the country's legal system, despite Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's suspension of those changes earlier in the week. More at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.